各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be with you, brother and sister.
感谢主，时间过得很快啊，在六个多月啊，我们又见面。
Thank God for His grace. Since 6 months I came and here we are meeting you again.
非常感谢神的带领。
And I thank God for His guidance.
让我们都能够保守在主里面。
That He is able to keep us in Christ.
主耶稣在世上的时候曾经讲过一句话。
You know, our Lord Jesus, when He was on earth, He did say one word.
说在世上你们有苦难。
That there is tribulation in this world.
在主里面有平安。
And in Christ you shall have peace.
这一句话写在约翰福音的16章33节。
And this verse is being recorded in John chapter 16 verse 13.
可见一个人在这个世界上难免会遭遇苦难。
And that's to show us that a man on earth will encounter tribulation.
但是我们要怎么去认识苦难，面对苦难？
Then how do we understand tribulation and face tribulation?
如何去超越苦难？
And how can we overcome tribulation?
我想一个基督徒应该他有一个正确的观念。
As a Christian, we must have a correct concept.
苦难当中也是需要靠着主给我们有属灵的智慧。
During tribulations, we must ask God to give us spiritual wisdom.
让我们能够明白他的旨意。
That this will enable us to understand His will.
也求主赐给我们信心。
And also God will,we ask God to give us faith.
让我们在苦难中可以靠主来夸胜。
That through the tribulation in Christ we shall overcome.
也求主耶稣扶持我们。
And we also ask our Lord Jesus to guide us.
让我们在苦难中能够来用心的祷告。
That through tribulation, we can use prayer.Wholeheartedly,
来领受主所赐给我们的恩典
，and to receive the grace from our Lord Jesus.
苦难其实跟我们是有益的。
There is benefits for tribulation to us.
因为苦难可以缩短我们跟神之间的距离。
And through tribulation, we can shorten the distance between us and God.
没有苦难你看不到神的恩典。
Without tribulation, you will not be able to see the grace from God.
没有苦难你也不知道你的信心有多刚强。
And without tribulation, you would not know how strong is your faith.
所以圣经告诉我们。
So the Bible tells us,
患难是美事。
That tribulation is a good thing.
如果我们从圣经来看。
If we study it from the Bible,
其实神造亚当夏娃。
When God created Adam and Eve.
在伊甸园里面。
In the Garden of Eden.
它是快乐的。
There was joy.
称作乐园。
It's called a happy garden.
但是因为罪进入这个世界。
But because sin entered into this world.
所以呢，这个罪，我们就可以看到这个。苦难的一个源头。
And so because of this, we can see where the tribulation come from.
但是在苦难中，我们也可以看到神的爱。
But through tribulation, we also can see the love of God.
那么约伯记里面就告诉我们。
And in Job, it tells us.
我们来看约伯记。
Let's turn to Job.
约伯记的第五章
，Chapter Five，
第五章第七节
，Verse Seven，
约伯记五章七节
，Job Chapter Five Verse Seven，
人生在世必遇患难，如同火星辉腾。这边说人生在世有苦难。
Here says yet man is born to trouble。
什么时候遇到，就如同火星辉腾。
And as surely as sparks flies upward。
我们再看十四章。
Let us look at chapter 14.
约伯记十四章。
Job chapter 14.
第一节。
Verse 1.
人为妇人所生，日子短少，多有患难。 出来如花，又被割去，挥去如云，不能存留。啊，这边说人生在世有苦难。
Here tells us that man has troubles.
啊，当然基督徒也是不例外。
Of course, this does not exempt Christian from it.
啊，因为我们都是受造之物，活在败坏之下。
Because we all been created and subject to be withered away.
哦，所以圣经说苦难是一种命定的。
So the Bible tells us it is destined for us to have troubles.
哦，但是在苦难中，我们要学习神他所成全的美事。
But through tribulation, we must understand what the will of God is.
啊，我们来看这个腓立比书。
Let us turn to Philippians.
腓立比书四章四节。
Philippians chapter 4, verse 4.
啊，四章十四节。
14, sorry, verse 14.
腓立比书四章十四节。
Philippians chapter 4, verse 14.
啊，然而你们和我同受患难，原是美事。保罗他对患难是看成美事。
Paul sees troubles as good things.
啊，其实我们如果从腓立比书来看，
if we look through the epistles of Philippians,
腓立比书它是一封喜乐的书信。
Philippians is a letter of joy.
那为什么患难中有喜乐？
Why is it through tribulation they have joy?
这一封书信是监狱书信。
This letter is written in jail.
也是在保罗在患难中所写的。
And it is also written when Paul was in troubles.
但是他很多次都提到说靠主喜乐。
But many times he mentioned that through Christ we must have joy.
而且他在这里也提到说他无论处在什么样的境况。
And here it tells us no matter what the circumstances is.
啊，他可以知足。
He's able to find contentment.
而且他也学会了。
And also he learned well from it.
哦，他知道怎样处卑贱，怎样处丰富。
And he understands when he is needed and when he is contented.
或者是饱足，或者是饥饿。
When he is full or when he is hungry.
或者有余，或者缺乏。
Where he is short or where he is been full.
啊，随时随在，他都得到秘诀。
Whatever circumstances, he has found the secret of being content.
哦，所以苦难中不但要学习秘诀。
So through tribulation, we must learn the secret.
而且三节说要求主加给力量。
Especially verse 13 says, through Christ, he will give me strength.
因为人总是软弱的。
Because man is weak.
今天你生病了。
Today, if you are sick,
你就是软弱。
Then you are weak.
哦，就觉得浑身不舒服。
Then you feel that you are uneasy all over your body.
哦，今天你遇到挫折了。
If today you met,
你就觉得心里的打击很大。
If you done something wrong, then you have great sorrow, troubles in your heart.
有时候整夜都睡不着。
And you may even unable to sleep all night.
哦，但是忧愁烦恼是难免。
Of course, sorrow and worries is inevitable.
啊，病痛软弱也是会有的。
Sickness and weakness is also you must have.
哦，可是在患难中，
but through tribulation,
你会求主加给你力量。
You will ask God to give you strength.
保罗他这样讲。
Paul said this.
他曾经为了他身上的一根刺，
that he once prayed for the thorn in him.
啊，他向主祈求祷告。
And he has asked God and he prayed for it.
可是这一根刺成为他的恩典。
But this thorn has become his grace.
所以苦难是命定，也是美事。
So therefore, it's destined to have tribulation, and it's also a good thing.
啊，更重要的就是说，你能够体会到主的恩典是够你用的。
What most important is that you must experience that the grace of God is sufficient for you.
我们来看这个哥林多后书。
Let us turn to Second Corinthians.
啊，哥林多后书的十二章。
Chapter 12,
十二章第八节
，verse 8。
哥林多后书十二章第八节
，Second Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8。
啊，为这个事，我三次求过主，叫这次离开我。 他对我说，我的恩典够你用，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上面显得完全，所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力来护庇我。我为基督的缘故，就以软弱凌辱、极难逼迫、困苦为可喜乐，因我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强。这一句话就是保罗在苦难中的一种体会。
This is the experience of Paul when he encountered tribulation.
我们祷告总是希望主能够垂听。
When we pray, we always hope that God will listen to our prayer.
啊，把这根刺拿掉。
And that he can take away this thorn.
可是这一根刺成为保罗他所领受的恩典。
But this thorn has become the grace that he should receive from God.
这边有提到说神的能力还有人的软弱。
Here it tells us the strength, the power of God and the weakness of man.
人总是有限的。
Man is there is limit for man.
啊，人总是软弱的。
And man is weak.
但是神的能力他成为我们的帮助。
But God's power became our help.
成为我们的依靠。
He became our reliance.
啊，更成为我们的力量。
And also it will become our strength.
哦，所以当我们想到主的能力。
So when we ponder on the power of God.
你苦难中就会啊生出信心跟盼望。
And then through your tribulation you will have faith and have hope.
一个人如果只夸自己的刚强。
If a man boasts about his strength.
他不需要神啊。
Then he would no longer require.
因为他一点软弱都没有。
Because he has no longer have any weakness.
当我们更会体会到软弱的时候。
And when you know how to experience the tribulation, sorry, weakness.
会更需要神。
Then we all the more require the Lord.
那无形中我们也会更体会到主跟我们的关系更亲近。
And then you will know that the relationship with the Lord will be much closer.
哦，我们靠主的心啊会更强烈。
And we rely on the heart of God, then we will be able to be strong.
哦，所以我们什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强。
So whenever we are weak, we are strong.
哦，事实上也是这样。
This is what it is actually.
所以我们在受苦的时候，我们很会用心跪下来祷告。
So when we have troubles, we will kneel down to pray very zealously.
我们从主领受的会比平常的时候更多。
And we shall receive more than the normal time.
啊，所以都是有益的。
So this is beneficial.
哦，所以患难是命定。啊，也是美事。
So we destined to have troubles, and also this is also a good thing.
啊，苦难中也可以看到神的恩典。
Through tribulation, we can see the grace of God.
啊，虽然是一根刺。
No doubt, it is only a thorn.
哦，但是也有神的美意。
But it is also there is also the beautiful side of God.
只要我们相信主的恩典是够用。
As long as you believe that God's grace is sufficient for you.
一个基督徒啊，受苦的时候
，As a Christian, when you endure suffering,
啊，不但要去查验神的旨意
，Not only you have to examine the will of God,
啊，看清神的时候
，And to see the timing of God,
啊，当然受苦也有它内在的一些意义
，But of course, there are deeper meaning behind troubles.
啊，彼得他讲过一句话
，Once Peter has said,
他说受苦啊，是让我跟罪身隔绝。
He said, "Troubles enable me to separate from sin."
我们来看彼得前书。
Look at First Peter.
啊，彼得前书第四章第一节。
Chapter 4, verse 1.
彼得前书四章一节。
First Peter chapter 4, verse 1.
啊，基督在肉身受苦，你们也当这样的心智作为兵器。因为在肉身受过苦，就已经与罪断绝。啊，这边说受苦能够使我们与罪断绝。
Here he says that who has suffered in his body is done with sin.
啊，人在顺利的时候
，When a man is in good time，
富足的时候
，Successful and where he has abandoned，
哦，比较容易放纵自己
，And he is very easy。To loosen himself.
哦，所以难怪雅古尔他这样祷告。
No wonder Elud once prayed.
哦，说神啊，求你不要让我 富足却忘记了你。
Said, Lord, do not let me have plenty that I would forget you.
你也不要让我贫穷来偷窃亵渎神。
And do not let me be poor that I may blaspheme against you.
其实人的富足并不是罪恶。
Actually, sin, sorry, wealth does not mean sin.
问题是我们要去守道。
The thing is that you must able to keep the truth.
所以有时候在患难的时候。
So when at time of tribulation,
受苦让我们与罪隔绝。
Sufferings will enable us to separate from sin.
其实最明显的例子。
For example,
就是神的管教。
That it could be the teaching of God.
因为神在管教的时候。
Because when the Lord is teaching us,
就是让我们能够与罪隔绝。
That he will allow us to depart from sin.
啊，希伯来书里面这样写。
In Hebrew, it tells us,
啊，说神爱我们。
Said God loves us.
啊，所以他管教我们。
So he teaches us.
那管教本身是苦的呢。
So teaching, in fact, is suffering.
但是在受苦的时候，
But through your sufferings,
你不觉得快乐？
You will not have joy.
因为是苦嘛。
Because it's suffering.
所以希伯来书十二章第十节有这样讲。
So in Hebrew chapter 12 verse 10 it says this.
说深深的父他会管教我们。
That he who is our father will discipline us.
那何况万灵的父呢？
And of course the Almighty Father.
他管教我们是要我们得益处。
He wants to teach us so that we can be benefited.
在他的圣洁上有份。
That we may share in his holiness.
管教的时候不会觉得快乐。
When we've been disciplined, we do not experience joy.
反而会觉得是痛苦的。
And we will felt that it is suffering.
但是当我们经历过以后，
But once you have passed this stage,
你就会结出平安的果子，就是义。
Then you will bear the fruits of peace.
那神管教我们是要我们在圣洁上有份。
And when God disciplined us, he wants us to have share in his holiness.
哦，所以就与罪断绝。
So that you will be depart from sin.
大卫也受过管教。
And David was once disciplined.
耶伯也是一样。
And Sam as Job.
他们都有这种体会。
And they both have the experience.
啊，所以我们在传道书第七章有这样讲。
So in the Ecclesiastes, it says this.
啊，说你平安的时候。
So it says that when you have peace,
啊，当然我们会感谢。
Of course, you will give thanks.
因为是亨通嘛。
Because it, things are good.
但是患难中也要思想。
But when tribulation, you must ponder.
有时候神会让我们查不出身后的事。
Sometimes God may not, you may not able to see through all things.
那另外一点就是，苦难中会让我们对事情看得更透彻。
And through sufferings, you will able to see through the matters.
我们来看以赛亚书。
Let us turn to Isaiah.
以赛亚书第三十章。
Isaiah chapter 30.
三十章二十节。
Verse 20.
以赛亚书三十章二十节。
Isaiah chapter 30 verse 20.
主虽然以艰难给你当作饼，以困苦给你当作水，你的教师却不再隐藏，你的眼睛必看见你的教师，你向左或向右，你必听见后边有声音说，这是正路，要行在其间。这边告诉我们苦难是教师。
Here it tells us that suffering is a teacher.
有人说顺境悟人，逆境修德。顺境，因为你很顺利啊，所以有时候人会得意忘形啊，就会误人，耽误自己。
So when you are happy, you can easily defile yourself because you loosen yourself.
那逆境的时候会修德。
So when difficulty times, you will correct yourself.
他会去追求。
You will try and pursue.
所以有时候万事互相效力。
So it says all things are beneficial.
叫爱神的人得益处。
And it will benefit those who love God.
所以有时候也借着这个苦难，让我们看到教师。
So through sufferings, we are able to see the teacher.
让我们看到正路。
That we are able to see the way.
所以我们真的会体会到说万事互相效力。
So we can experience that all things are good for us.
原来神有他的美意。
And there is the will of, there is a beautiful will of God.
给我们很大的造就。
And it will give us much encouragement.
当然苦难它是一种暂时的一种经历。
But of course, suffering is only a temporary, temporary experience.
所以在苦难中哦，要求主保守，求主加给力量。
So through sufferings, we must ask God to give us, to protect us and give us strength.
我们来看彼得前书。
Let us turn to 1 Peter.
彼得前书第五章
，Chapter 5,
第十节
，Verse 4.
我们从第七节看。
Sorry, let us look at verse 7.
彼得前书五章七节。
Chapter 5, verse 7.
你要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们，务要谨守谨行，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。你们要用坚固的信心抵挡他，因为知道你们在世上的众弟兄也是经历这样的苦难。那是诸般恩典的神曾在基督里召你们，得享他永远的荣耀。等你们战受苦难之后，必要亲自成全你们，坚固你们，赐力量给你们。愿全人归于他，直到永永远远。阿们。这里有告诉我们，我们对苦难的一个态度。
Here it teaches us the attitude towards sufferings.
第十节说神是赐诸般恩典的神。
And verse 10 tells us that the God is of all grace.
所以有时候苦难是恩典。
So suffering is grace.
但是我们经历这个苦难是暂受的。
But when we endure this suffering is for a little while.
所以要求主坚固。
So we must ask God to strengthen us.
坚固是坚固我们的信心。
Strengthen is to strengthen our faith, our faith.
求主赐给我们力量。
And to ask God to give us strength.
能够去面对，能够去超越。
And enable us to face and to overcome.
比如说约伯，他没有怨言。
For example, Job has no complaint.
他能够面对，也能够超越。
He was able to encounter and also able to overcome.
虽然他有软弱，但是他没有怀疑。
Although he is weak, but he has no doubt.
虽然他有失望，但是他没有绝望。
But he was desperate, but he was without hope.
因为人遇到事情的时候
，But when man encounter,
真的需要主加给力量。
Such a thing, he required God to give him strength.
所以第九节说，你要用坚固的信心抵挡。
So in verse 9 that we must have a strong, a steadfast heart.To overcome.
苦难有时候是神给你的试炼。
The tribulation, sometimes tribulation is from God.
有时是神的管教。
Sometimes it's the discipline.
但是有时是撒旦的攻击。
But sometimes it's also the attack from Satan.
有时候是人的软弱。
And or sometimes it could be the weakness of man.
所以我们要去思想。
So we must ponder.
是试炼呢，还是管教？
That it is.Is it a test or is it a discipline?
是撒旦的攻击呢，还是我们人为的疏忽自己的软弱？
Is it the work of Satan or it is our own carelessness?
所以我们总是要把我们的重担，把我们的忧虑卸给神。
So we must bring our anxiety and our burden to our Lord Jesus.
所以第七节说，神他是顾念我们。
Here verse 7 says that Jesus cares for us.
所以既然是如此啊，
if that's the case,
苦难对基督徒来讲就不足介意嘛。
Then suffering, what is suffering to a Christian?
因为它是一个功课啊。
It is exercise.
好像说老师花给你的作业，你一定要写。
For example, a teacher give you a homework, so you must do your exercise.
那你就用一种谦卑去学习。
Then you must bring yourself a humble heart to learn.
你把这个作业写写看。
And try to do the homework.
哦，看你到底你的分数多少。
And see how much score can you get.
啊，让我们在灵性上就更长进。
And this will enable you to strengthen your spiritual.
所以有人说苦难是什么？
So what does some people say about sufferings?
苦难对基督徒来讲就是埋在地底下的种子。
Suffering is, as a Christian, is a seed being buried underground.
因为它是种子，有生命的。
Because it's a seed, therefore it will have life.
你当初你看不到这个埋在地下的种子。
Initially, you would not be able to see the seed under the ground.
哦，但是等到一个时候，它就会成熟，啊，会长大，它会发芽。
But when the time comes, it will germinate. It will become a seedling, and it will. It will grow.
哦，有一天它会开花，会结果。
Then it will blossom and bear fruits.
哦，所以就不足介意啊。
And therefore you would not consider much about sufferings.
我们看罗马书第八章。
Let us turn to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书八章十八节。
Verse 18.
八章十八节。
8:18.
我想现在的苦楚若比起将来要显以我们的荣耀就不足介意。哦，这边提到说想到现在的苦楚跟将来比啊，其实就不足介意啊。
So when you consider the suffering we're in and the thing to come, then it worth nothing.
那什么是不足介意呢？
What do you mean by not worth comparing?
你会去超越它。
Because you will overcome it.
虽然忽然起了暴风
，No doubt there is much troubles on your hand.
哦，但是你知道主耶稣跟我同行。
But you know that our Lord Jesus is with you.
虽然遇到苦难
，No doubt you encounter suffering.
啊，但是主与我同在。
But our Lord is with us.
所以就不足介意。
So therefore, it is not worth to compare with.
因为你会看到将来的荣耀。
Because you see it.You will see the glory in future.
现在只不过是埋在地底下的种子。
It is now. It's only just a seedling under the ground.
有一天它就会发芽，会长大，会开花，会结果了。
One day it will germinate and grow and become mature.
所以以现在来讲，你就不足介意，就交托给神。
So at now you will not consider it as anything, and we will just hand it over to our Lord.
因为神的爱在我们心里。
Because with our love of Christ in our heart.
有一次我们淡水有一个刘执事啊。
In 淡水 church there is a Deacon Liu.
他的太太生病了。
His wife was sick.
病得非常非常的严重。
And it was a serious sickness.
而且几乎要死啊。
And to the point even she about to die.
那当时他真的是会觉得压力很大。
At that time, she felt much pressure.
因为她常常见证主耶稣的恩典。
Because she often testified for the love of Christ.
常常告诉人家信耶稣多好。
And often tell people how good it is to believe in Christ.
有平安，有恩典，有喜乐。
There is love, there is peace, and there is joy.
诶，但是她现在喜乐在哪里？
But then, where is his joy right now?
她平安在哪里？
Where is her peace?
她忽然间讲不出来了。
And suddenly she would not have words to describe it.
但是不是她没有办法去面对。
It is not that she doesn't have ways to encounter, to endure, to, I mean, to face it.
哦，以前常听到看到的是别人的。
Often she would hear and experience testimony from others.
哦，那现在她自己要去学习了。
But now she herself must learn.
而且是她最亲爱的人。
And especially the person he loves the most.
那时候他真的是只有祷告。
And that time, the only thing to do for him is to pray.
他说很奇妙。
He says there's miraculously.
他很喜欢写日记啊。
He likes to write diary.
他把每一天发生的事都写下来。
And he would write all incidents that happened that day.
然后他所体验的。所感受的也写下来。
And whatever she encounter and experience, he would write it all down.
有一天在祷告的时候
，at one day at his prayer，
在他的脑他的这个祷告的时候，他脑海中就浮现一段圣经节了。
In his prayer, in his mind, he suddenly recollect recall a Bible verse.
就是罗马书的第五章。
That is Romans chapter 5.
就浮现到他的脑海当中。
And this verse surfaced into his mind.
那这一段圣经就是他发生事情的一个过程。
And he could think of this as what happened before this incident.
那他就一直恍惚的去思想。
And so did he recall what's happening?
当他走过以后。
But, and after he has been through,
原来这个每一段都有很奇妙神的带领。
That you know that there is guidance from God.
所以真的是不足介意。
So therefore, he will not consider it as much.
我们把我们的忧虑重担就是卸给神嘛。
Because we would hand over our anxiety and our troubles to God.
那这种平安是真正的平安呢。
And this kind of peace is truly peace.
这种喜乐是真正的喜乐。
And this joy is truly joy.
因为信靠主。
Because once you rely on God,
哦，不至于失望。
And you would not have, you would not be hopeless.
我们看罗马书第五章。
Let us turn to Romans chapter 5.
啊，罗马书五章第一节
，verse one，
我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得以神和好己的。因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐就生老练，老练生盼望，盼望不至于羞耻。因为神所赐给我们的圣灵，将神的爱浇灌在我们的心里。当他在读这段圣经的时候
，and when he reads this Bible verses，
他一直想说，患难中也是欢欢喜喜。
That he will have joy in his sufferings.
哦，他有这样的经历了。
And he has such an experience.
啊，再来，患难中要生忍耐。
And through suffering, you must have perseverance.
哦，这是另外一个阶段了。
And that is another stage.
哦，啊，再来就忍耐生老练。
And then perseverance will have character.
哦，因为老练嘛，什么事情都可以超越的。
Because you have character, therefore you can overcome all things.
哦，都可以去应对。
And that you can face all things.
哦，那老练生盼望。
And then from character, you will have hope.
因为他对主有信心。
Because he has hope in Christ.
而且盼望不至于羞耻。
And that his hope does not bring disappointment.
他说那个医院哦，曾经开两张红单给他。
He said the church, the hospital has given him two tickets.
因为他太太在那个加护病房啊，已经快离世了。
Because when the
那个刘执事的太太
，and his wife is almost at the point of death twice.
哦，他那时候就是想说，如果主要带他走
，and he said to himself, if the Lord wants to bring her back,
也是神的美意啦。
And there is a beautiful will of God.
但是很奇妙
，but miraculously,
神也有神的考验
，God has his teaching.
哎，真的，在那种环境里面
，and through that environment，
哦，他又感受那种祷告的力量
，and he can experience the power of prayer，
还有主的爱
，and the love of Christ，
哦，所以他也经历了一段的这种风浪
，so for him he had encountered such tribulations。
那真正的是神的爱浇灌在我们心里了。
And truly, it is the love of Christ that pour into our heart.
这边说哦，他所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
Here that the Holy Spirit that He pours into our heart.
所以有时候我们在想
，love and through the Holy Spirit. So once we think,
圣灵是保惠师啊。
Holy Spirit is our mediator.
你受苦的时候真的是要靠着圣灵。
And when you encounter trouble, sufferings, you must rely on the Holy Spirit.
在圣灵里面祷告。
And you must pray in the Holy Spirit.
我们看第八章。
Let us look at verse 8.
罗马书八章。
Sorry, chapter 8. Romans chapter 8.
八章二十六节。
Verse 26.
我们的软弱是有圣灵帮助，我们本来不知道当怎么祷告，只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告，鉴察人心的晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。我们晓得万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意所召的人。所以这个祷告在苦难中是非常宝贵的。
So prayer when we in tribulation, it is very precious.
当然，人也有帮助我们。
Of course, there are people that help us.
我们的亲人也会安慰我们。
Our relative will come to encourage us.
哦，但是在主里面
，But in Christ,
圣灵的帮助
，the help of the Holy Spirit,
圣灵的带领。
And the guidance of the Holy Spirit,
圣灵的安慰
and the comfort from the Holy Spirit,
就是替我们祈求呢
that He will pray, sorry, He will intercede for us.
我们常常说心事有谁知呢
We often say, who knows my heart?
其实主耶稣知道
Actually, our Lord Jesus knows.
圣灵的照着他的意思替我们祈求啊
The Holy Spirit will intercede for us according to His will.
所以在苦难的时候
So in time of suffering,
要向神倾吐我们的心意
that we must ask God to help us to see through our heart
向他倾吐了他这个倾吐就是祷告
and this 倾吐是祷告
我们来看诗篇142篇
sorry Psalm let us turn to Psalm
诗篇142篇
141
诗篇的142篇第二节
142 verse 2
我在他面前吐露我的苦情陈说我的患难倾吐我们的苦情
that cry out from our heart
你看那个哈拿
you look at Hannah
哈拿她有心事啊
Hannah has many had manythoughts in her heart
那她就是倾吐啊
and she cried it out
倾心吐意
that she cried it out all out from her heart
那神垂听她的祈求
and God would hear her cry
因为神是听祷告的神
because God listened to prayer
苦难中要求神保守我们
in times of suffering we must ask God to protect us
我们来看诗篇27篇
let us turn to Psalm 27
27篇第五节
27 verse 5
27篇的第五节
27 verse 5
因为我遭遇患难他必暗暗保守我在他亭子里把我藏在他帐幕的隐秘处将我高举在磐石上苦难中要求神保守
In days of trouble, we shall ask God for His safekeeping
因为他是我们的避难所
Because He is our refuge
他是我们的盾牌
And He is our shield
他是我们的牧者
He is our shepherd
他是安慰我们的神
He is a God that comforts us
他必与我们同在
And He will abide with us
他也是我们患难中的良伴
And He will also He is also our companion at times of trouble.
因为耶稣是恩友
because God is Jesus is gracious.
他必保守我们
He will protect us.
有一个故事这样讲
There was once a story.
说有一个基督徒
that there was a Christian.
有一天晚上
at one night,
他做了一个梦
He had a dream.
梦见他自己在海滩上跟主耶稣同行
He dreamt that he was on a beach and walking along with our Lord Jesus.
那这个梦就把他一生的遭遇一幕一幕的在他眼前从天边闪过。
And in his dream, he would see the days pass by like a screen.
他也注意到每一幕在沙滩上留下的脚印。
And he would remember each light, the footprint that was on the beach.
但是他发现在这个脚印上面
But he realized thatthat the footprints on the beach
有时候是两双脚印
sometimes there were two pairs
有时候只有一双脚印
at times there only one pair of footprints
他就非常的困扰
and therefore he was troubled
他就问主耶稣了
and he asked Lord Jesus
说为什么有时候是两双脚印有时候是一双脚印呢
he asked why was there sometimes there were two pairs of footprints and at times there only one pair
不是这个你与我同行吗
isn't that you were with me walking with me
那主就对他说
and Lord Jesus tell him
其实这一双脚印是因为我把你抱起来走
when it was single a pair it is because I was holding you and holding you while walking.
有时候主耶稣跟我们同行。
At times when Lord Jesus walked with us.
但是有时候我们会痛苦、失望或者挫折。
And sometimes we felt that we are without hope and.
但是主他没有离开我们。
And hopeless, and the Lord Jesus would not depart from us.
因为他是把我们抱起来走。
And because he is embracing us.Holding us up.
哦，而且主对他说，那个时候是你最需要我的时候。
And Lord Jesus told him that was the time you most needed me.
哎，事实也是如此啦。
And this is actually so to us.
所以说，说孩子啊
，says son,
当你看到这一双脚印的时候
，when you see this pair of footprints,
正是我把你抱起来的时候。
It is the time when I hold you up.
所以主耶稣没有离开我们。
So our Lord Jesus was never without, never
还是保守我们。
Apart from us, he will protect us.
就像我们的父母一样。
He is likened to our parents.
你看孩子走不动的时候，爸爸妈妈就是把他抱起来。
You see, when a child was walking and he couldn't walk anymore, the parents would hold him up.
这个就是神的爱。
And this is the love of God.
那基督徒也应该要了解。
And as a Christian, we must understand this.
有时候神他给你一块黄金啊。
Sometimes when a Lord give you a gold, a bar of gold,
苦难像一块黄金啊。
Suffering is likened to a bar of gold.
他要赐给你这一块黄金的时候
，When he wants to give you this bar of gold,
你不要把它看成铜片啊。
You do not look down as if it is only a chunk of metal.
因为它的价值不同。
Because its value is different.
所以你在受苦的时候，你要得到益处。
So when you have suffering, you must be benefited.
我们最后来看耶利米书。
Let us turn to Jeremiah.
耶利米书的二十九章。
Jeremiah chapter 29.
耶利米书二十九章十一节。
Verse 11.
耶利米书的二十九章。
11.
耶和华说：“我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，是要叫你们末后有指望。你们要呼求我，祷告我，我就应允你们。你们寻求我，如果专心寻求，就必寻见。”这一段圣经是神给我们的安慰。
This passage is given.By our Lord to us to comfort us，
也让我们更要去了解神的心意是何等的心意。
And that we understand the will of God。
啊，虽然一个基督徒啊，就像使徒行传十四章二十二节说，我们进入神的国会遇到很多艰难。
In the book of Acts, it tells us when we enter the kingdom of heaven, we will meet plenty of tribulation。
哦，但是他是我们的盼望。
But he is our hope。
啊，愿主耶稣常常与我们同在，
Amen.
也与我们同行。
May our Lord Jesus be with us and also walk with us.
啊，让我们在任何的境况之下都能够得到秘诀，也能够得到力量。
That he will enable us at all circumstances. We know his secret and also give us strength.
啊，而且更能够得到益处。
And also will receive benefit from it.
我们来唱诗。